الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ابي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى اهل بيته الاطيبين الانجبين بهم نتولى ومن اعدائهم نتبرأ الى الله. اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our servitude, worship, fasts, ibadat, and may He give further opportunities for us to benefit from the few days that have been left in the sacred month of Ramadan. It is the wisdom, the hikmah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that the initial stages of every being, of every entity, of every life, it's a closed bud. And this has to blossom, it has to open. And the price on the value of that, it's when it blossoms and when it opens. For example, if you have a seed, if you have a walnut, that walnut, when it blossoms into a tree, when it grows, when it gives fruit, bears fruit, that is when it is worth. For that you have to invest, you have to sow it, you have to mow it and then grow it until you can get from it. The same thing is with a human being. Initial stages, he's a closed bud. We have to work on it so that it opens, it blossoms. And when it blossoms, he will be bought at a lavish price by Allah. And if he doesn't, he will be just thrown away in the dump. So we have to work on that. And that is that pattern that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has laid. Says, لَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, that you will not find. That is the way that Allah has laid. And for that sunnah that He has laid, there is no change in it. So there is no, what you call, fast track on this. There is no pool lane on this that you can just drive and get on the destination as you wish. No, we have to work. And that soul of an individual, when it blossoms, when it opens, only then will it be bought. And for that, Quran says, ذَلِكَ فَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the mighty achievement. And someone who has achieved that mighty achievement says, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيًا, that in the heavens, in the paradise, he will have an easygoing life, a blessed life, a life which is lively. He will be blessed with that. Why? Because he has blossomed, he has opened. Or for example, if you look into Quran, elsewhere says that there are certain things which Allah likes. For example, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانُ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, that Allah loves Iman. And that says, someone who possesses this Iman, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and he has adorned that Iman in your hearts. So we have to look into ourselves as to whether this Iman has been stamped in our hearts or not. And if this Iman has engraved, it has taken place in our heart, it has stemmed in our soul, only then will a person be worthy. Now you've seen for yourself, every one of us has seen, that many a times you find that people, they pass away, people, they die. Now those who lived an ordinary life, but in the funeral you find so many people, they get in the funeral. Why is that? How is that? What have they done? Nothing dynamic. They haven't paid anyone, they haven't served that much. For them, Quran says in Surah Al-Maryam that مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا, says, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, whosoever has faith in Allah and does good actions, says, for those two things, Allah says, سَيَّجْعَلُ, that He will create, He will make, لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ, that the merciful Allah will make for them in the hearts of others wudda, love. He will make others love them. Why? Because of that iman and those good actions. That is an immediate effect which a person gets for that iman. In the first ayah says, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, that is, Allah loves that iman for you. And someone who possesses that iman is blessed in that way by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you remember, it was mentioned in the last khutbah of the month of Sha'ban, where the Holy Prophet gives a sermon about the month of Ramadan. In the end of that sermon, he says, now this was the whole thing was being addressed to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then he starts crying. And then Rasulullah says that the reason for me crying is that what is going to unfold on you, Ali, that is, you will depart in this month. The first thing which Amir al-Mu'mineen asks the Holy Prophet is, Afi salamatin min dini, that Ya Rasulullah, I will die. Will I die on Iman? Now, this is Amir al-Mu'mineen asking the Holy Prophet, who is the chief and the master of all Mu'mineen, that will that be on Iman, that is the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Iman is something important, that we have to invest on it from the day one, and it has to be protected until the last day. And that is something which Shaitan constantly attacks with different tactics. So, كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ, that Allah has written, has engraved, has stamped the hearts of a few with Iman. Not that he has done it all by himself. We have availed, we have worked on it, and then he also confirms it. During the time of Bani Umayyah, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, it was as such that he poured all the wealth in the community among the Muslims, like what we see in the Muslim world today, just to put away people from the right path, all those charms, that lust, which you have to pay for that here in the West, it's provided free in the Muslim world. That is the tactic of Muawiyah, that he wants everyone to be deviated, to be put away from the right path, for that huge investment is there. Hubaba, she is a noble lady, a pious lady living during the time of Abu Abdullah and Hussein alayhi salam. She has a nephew, a good person, a young lad, good looking, beautiful. She says to her nephew that, why don't you take these wealths and riches which Muawiyah is spreading around, and you also go and live like every other boy, just with all these entertainments that are being provided free. But the nephew, she doesn't accept. She says, come on, get up, let's go to Abu Abdullah. The two, they come to Abu Abdullah, and she says, Ya Abu Abdullah, I am a follower of yours, and so is my nephew. Just to please myself, for my heart to be at rest, can you check in your database? That is that Lawh-e Fatima, which is the Mus'haf-e Fatima, which is the book of Hazrat Zahra, which she had, and it's nothing to do with ahkam, no harams, no halals are mentioned over there. It's a whole big database of the unseen from ever, forever, that has been mentioned in that Mus'haf of Hazrat Zahra. She says, come on, can you please check up in that Mus'haf, how this nephew of mine, will he be among those who love you, among those whose faith will stay intact until the last moment, or he is someone who will be tempted with these riches and wealth of Muawiyah and he will switch? Imam checks and says that Najidhu ma'ana wa Najidhu najin, that we will find him, that he is going to remain with us, and he is among those who will be prosperous, among those who will find salvation. Why was that? كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ, that Iman in his heart was confirmed. Now when the iman in a heart of an individual is confirmed, the life in this world and the hereafter both are confirmed. It was recited repeatedly, the ayah in the Holy Quran, which says that قُلْ اَعْمَلُوا, do as you wish, that is your aman. وَسَيَّرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلُكُمْ, that Allah is watching your actions, and so is the Rasul and some of the mu'mineen. It's a beautiful ayah. Now most of these ayat, if we don't understand them from Quran, we look at them in the sayings and in light of the sayings of Ma'asumeen. The translation of this ayah in the language of Ma'asumeen, they say that a majlis that has been held for Aba Abdullah, a majlis that has been held to learn, in that majlis Ma'asumeen they attend. This is the translation of that hadith. To understand that in even easier words, Zurara, one of the companions of the sixth Imam, Imam has lessons every day. In one of these lessons, Zurara is absent. Imam says, Zurara, why were you absent? For Imam, he doesn't need to ask. Now this is for the message to be conveyed to us. Says that, doesn't answer. Imam inquires a few times and then Zurara, after a while, he replies, says that, truly speaking, Imam, the reason for my absence from the lesson of yours, who is the Imam of time, was that I had organized a majlis at home, and there were these four or five people from the community who cry really good and about Abdullah. I invited them. Each one of us in turn was to recite, and all the others were sit and cry on Aba Abdullah. So we had that majlis of crying on Aba Abdullah at home. Imam says, yes, I know that. I was present in that majlis. Zurara says that I felt that there is someone by the door. But if you were there, why didn't you come in? He says, how could I come in? Because my mother, she also was there sitting by those footwear that were present in that majlis. So, that is that translation of that ayah that was recited, that know that whatever you are doing is on the watch out. Allah watches, Rasul watches, Mu'mineen watch. So a majlis like this is on the watch out. It is being watched by them. Qais, one of the messengers of Aba Abdullah, who has been sent to Kufa, a young lad, maybe less than 30, 28 or 30 years of age. Imam sends him to Kufa with a note, with a message that go and deliver this to a few people who are there. Now this is the second or the third time Qais is delivering a note, a message of Aba Abdullah. And then when he comes and sees that the political atmosphere is against the Imam, he rips off that note, he eats it, swallows it. Near the informers, they find out that he had something, he has ripped it, and he has swallowed it. He is taken to Ibn Ziyad, and the message is given. This is the reason what we saw, we have arrested him. He says, okay, I'll weigh you in gold, for example. I'll give all the riches and wealth to you. A nice house, beautiful girls, everything will be provided to you. Just tell me who that note was addressed to and what was the contents of that note. He doesn't reply. He said that if you don't accept, the consequences are severe. Quran says, لَأُقَدَّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ, that their hands and their limbs, their legs will be amputated, will be chopped. That is, if it's the right hand, the left leg, if it's the left hand is going to be the right leg. That was the punishment that was said to him. Or that you ascend the pulpit in Kufa and curse Aba Abdullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen. So there's no way out. He says, all right, I'll do that. That I will ascend the minbar and do what you want me to do. In his heart, he says that Imam had written the note to two or three people in Kufa for the message to be delivered. I got an opportunity to get onto the minbar and give the message to a larger crowd. With that intention, he accepts. Gets onto the minbar, starts glorifying, praising the Ma'sumeen, the Imam, Aba Abdullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen. Immediately, he is arrested, taken to the Darul Imara, that is the capital house. And from there, he is thrown down. That is the punishment. And this message is given to Aba Abdullah and Hussein that his messenger, which he had seconded to Kufa, has been shaheed. Dying a death on Imam. Dying a death. And even dying, it has different categories. Someone dying in a hospital, someone dying in an old age, someone dying in bed, and someone dying in the cause in the way of Allah. All these are the different categories of death that we have. And the topmost and the highest death is shahadat in the way of Allah in a battlefield, fighting for the cause, for the noble cause of Islam. So this message is given to Aba Abdullah. And when he gets the message, Imam does three things. Faces Kufa, recites this ayah, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه منهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. Says that from among the mu'mineen you will find some whose time had, who were truthful with what they had, with the allegiance they had with their Lord, and some of them قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, their time came to an end, that they died. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرْ, and some others are waiting for that. Some others waiting, like the Ashab who are waiting for their shahadat on the day of Ashura, for example. This is one. So he cries, and the riwayat, they say that he cried like the crying of his on the day of Arafah, shaking and crying for Qais, who is his messenger. And the second thing which he does is that he has a dua, an amazing phrase, says, Allahumma ja'al lana, O God, make it as such for us, that is us the Shias, for the Ma'sumeen, wali shi'atina, and for our Shias, indaka, before you, manzilan kareeman, that is God, give us, that is the Ma'sumeen, and our Shias, give us before you a rank which is Kareem. Kareem, as it was mentioned repeatedly in the last few nights, it is that high position which Surah Yasin also has talked about. Says that Kareem are the angels, Kareem are the Ma'sumeen, Kareem are the exalted, to whom a high rank and status has been given in this dunya and in the hereafter. Says that Allah make them Kareem, that is someone who has served us, someone who has been with us, someone who has died for the cause of ours, says that make them Kareem. And he continues, says that وَلِشِيَعَتِنَا عِنْدَكَ مَنْزِلًا كَرِيمًا وَجْمَعْ بَيْنَنَا, and God gather them, that is these Shias who have served us, keep them with us in the hereafter, don't separate them from us. We want them to be with us. بَيْنَ شِيَعَتِنَا فِي مُسْتَقَرٍ مِّن رَحْمَتِكَ, in that abode where, which is going to be our resting place in the paradise. God, we want them to be with us. فِي مُسْتَقَرٍ مِّن رَحْمَتِكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So the place is guaranteed by the Ma'sumeen, and that is that amazing bond they have for someone who has served them in whatever manner. Now the shuhada who have died today, or those who have passed away 2 days ago, what was their fault? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, why were they killed? Killed by a procession of azab for Amir al-Mu'mineen, crying for him. Today, again it's the same thing. A procession of portraying the hatred to the ta'ud of time, which is again the teaching of Allah, that قَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَكُمْ, that you fight the imams and the leaders of disbelief. Why? Because they have no covenant, because they have no pact. With that aim, with that intention, fasting in these severe weather conditions and in those tense situations over there, And in that procession of worship, servitude, they are killed. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ Quran says, for what reason were they killed? Now someone of that caliber, a mu'min of that greatness, who seeks and gets that reward of shahadat in a noble month, like the month of Ramadan, on a noble day, which is the last Friday of this month, their rank is great. Imam, he says that waj'al, that make them as kareem, that is, who will be with us, fi mustaqarrin min rahmatik, these they never separate from them. In one of these meetings, when the Imam, that is Abu Abdullah and Imam Hassan, were children, once they were playing with the Prophet, and then Rasulullah, it so happens that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein starts crying and comes to the mother. She is shaken, says that, why is my Hussein crying? Comes to the father, says that, father, he says that you kissed Hassan's mouth, lips, and then you kissed Hussein's throat. Why was that? For that reason, my Hussein is crying. And upon that, Abu Rasulullah, he also starts crying. Said Zahra, the reason for that is what is going to unfold on Hassan and what is going to unfold on Hussein. The reason why I kissed his lips is because this Hassan of mine will be poisoned, and is going to be that poison that will kill him. The reason why I kissed the throat of Hussein is because that day of Ashura that will unfold on him, when that Shimr, he will do what he will do on that day of Ashura. In this wasiya that we have for Hazrat Zahra to her daughter Zainab, she says, Zainab, a day will come, that is the day of Ashura. And that day, if Hussein asks you for a shirt, know that that is the last day, and that is the day of separation between you and him. And after that, you will not see Hussein anymore. I have a wasiya for you, Zainab, a will, a wish. She says, what is that, mother? Says, when you give that shirt to your brother Hussein, I want you to kiss his throat on my behalf. But on that day of Ashura, Zainab says that, mother, you wanted me to kiss the throat of my brother. In addition to that, I kiss the veins of my brother as well. Allah la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ اللَّهُمَّ الْعَنْ أَوَّلَ ظَالِمٍ ظَلَمَ حَقَّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وآخر تابع له على ذلك اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهلت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله اللهم لعنهم جميعا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير for all المؤمنين المؤمنات 3 now salam.